going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know the worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first. All right, it's time to play the worst. 312-981-7200. It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. This, of course, our weekly segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And we got prizes. We've got, oh, yes, Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Of course, everybody loves the pizza. And we have the desktop indoor weather station back again. That was one from last week as well. That was a very popular item. There we go. 312-981-7200. Tell us your worst. We've got a great panel tonight. Claire Zuehlke is back. Good to see you, Claire.
Hey, Justin.
Claire, of course, a writer in Chicago and also the producer and creator of Funny Haha, which is next Friday, the 26th, at the Hideout, since you've got an awesome lineup.
Yes, sir. We have the gentleman sitting to my left, Hassan Ali, is going to be joining us. Jeremy Owens from You're Being Ridiculous. Kristen Toomey. We've got a lot
of great
people coming to make people laugh.
There you go. Hassan Ali also in the house. First time. I can't believe that. Good to
Hi,
see you, buddy.
Justin.
How are you?
Good to see you.
You are a comedian, but you're also the editor of Slackjaw, the number one humor publication on Medium.
Yes.
And the Chicago one, of course.
I pay the bills by working at Onion Labs, which is the Onion's branded content division.
There you go.
Yes.
And you're going to be reading with Claire at Funny Haha.
And I will be doing that, too, as well. I can't wait.
His second time, which means he was so funny the first time that he's going to come back again and again.
Is that how it works? That's
no
how it works. All right. 312-981-7200. We got these great people in studio tonight. And, of course, we started off the way we start off every worst with Pete Zimmerman. He kicks it off. Pete, you ready to go?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When your Uber or Lyft driver calls you, when you're waiting for the ride, and then all of a sudden you see the 773
right
number
come up, and you're like,
no.
Decline.
I'm doing this because I want no interaction with anybody.
Right. I don't need that. Yeah. I know there's a lower and an upper Michigan. Figure it out. Sorry your GPS doesn't work. Sorry you made a switch. Sorry I got to get in the back of your car and you go, oh, they're trying a new GPS. I don't care. Anyway, yeah.
So when
you call the Uber driver or the Uber driver calls you. Yeah.
It's like
I want to call them back.
You order Instacart and they try to call you and try to give you substitutions. You're like, I'm just going to go to the store.
You know what? Yeah. This is already the social contract is
right.
off.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not what I signed up for.
Bring on the robots.
I can't wait till the robots start calling us. Hello, Justin. I am at Dearborn. That's not even, what are you talking about? It's not even my neighborhood.
Do you have a Google Home or any of those things?
No, do you?
No, I'm petrified of smart home devices.
My brother has one, and it's the best.
Oh, really?
It's so fun because it's so novel in the way that you're like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
But I'm petrified because I don't want something listening on everything that I do. There's a lot of singing by myself.
Yeah.
In the house, you don't need that to be.
My parents got one, and I think it's kind of funny because they're like older people can be a little suspicious of technology, and they got Google Home because I think they just that's what they got. And the first thing I said is, "Hey Google, are you spying on me?" And didn't answer. Was
didn't
real suspicious.
Wow. the light just glowed and pulsated.
Wow, that was early.
Yeah, it turned
into
a Roomba
first question,
and it slid under the couch.
Oh, well.
It communicated with the Roomba.
Yeah. Oh. Just ran away.
That is the future. All right, let's kick it off. Claire, what do you got for the worst?
Kids' mittens.
Just did the worst.
Yeah. Finding them, pairing them, keeping them dry, keeping them clean, getting the right ones. Just over it. Just get new hands. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm surprised at how they... my son has these little gloves. They're these little guys, you know, and you're like, he's 10 years old and he's got these things. And I'm always like, these are not good enough. These are not, they're not going to protect you. You need those big, almost gladiator-like synthetic weird gloves that you wear
at the
winter.
The ones that you can't feel anything
and
you have no dexterity. Well,
our, the gloves, not the mittens.
Our little one has like little fat baby hands, but he thinks, he sees his brother wearing gloves, so he wants to wear gloves. And it's trying to put fingers... like articulated finger gloves on a big fat hand baby that doesn't know how to wear gloves is just a uniquely torturous experience.
Yeah, it's like lacing a boxer up.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting them ready.
But instead of a boxer, it's like a fish.
The clenched fist grinding of the teeth really felt that, Claire.
Yeah.
And the frustration over the kids' mittens. Okay, Hassan, what do you got for the worst?
Well, as part of my kind of New Year's resolutions, which I'm trying to stick to, is cooking more. And so the worst for me that I've realized is, you know, when a recipe calls for like this very exotic spice, right?
Right.
And I'm trying to adhere to this New Year's resolution of cooking and sticking to this recipe. So I go to Whole Foods and pay like $12 for this.
It's a good home chef.
Yeah. For a pretty exotic spice. Come home, put it in the recipe, and I could not tell if the spice made a darn difference.
I can't taste the gold flakes. Right.
I can't taste the gold flakes or the unicorn tears. Right, yeah, like it has no discernible like impact on the taste of this recipe. I could have just put nothing in it, and then I have like $15 worth of this very exotic spice that I have to find recipes to use it up for.
I have the issue right now. I'm, and the download listeners are familiar with my continuing battles with my slow cooker. Mm-hmm. Like every time I'm like, I'm going to do it. I just made some turkey chili. And this time around, I was like, I am going to, man, I'm just going to pour a ton of stuff in there. I want to feel the kick. I want it to be, I want to overdo it. And I just tasted it right before I came on the show. And I'm like, again, it tastes like hot water and whatever was in the crock pot before.
Yeah.
Like it never tastes like you're supposed to taste. Like it doesn't taste like turkey chili. It's just, I don't know what
that's
I'm
weird,
doing wrong.
Because everything should taste like turkey chili. Like that's what, like.
That's it.
The turkey chili should be setting the stage
how
for.
How do you mess that up?
Your future endeavors to taste like turkey chili.
I don't know. I just, I am, I. Every time it tastes the same, I'm like, is this, oh my god, is this the enchiladas or is this the turkey chili? I should clean the crock pot. Maybe that's where I'm making a mistake. That could
when,
be a mistake.
When they, the worst is like when there's no, when you have to, you need a substitution and people act like you're a jerk because they're like, oh, I don't have buttermilk. Well, why aren't you making your own in the first place? Like people will say, like, why don't you make your own yogurt and act like you, what have you been doing wrong this whole time?
The last segment was all about making your own, like coffee, like doing it the real way as opposed to the Dunkin' Donuts on the on the bottom shelf at Target.
Oh, like I'm not supposed to use that Starbucks Via, like the pouch that it comes in to stir the coffee because that's what I do.
That's so second wave. Third wave here in the download. Hassan Ali, Claire Zolke playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. We got great texts already coming in. We'll read them when we come back. Stay with us.
It's going down,
come first. Thanks, Rob. It is a download here, 720 WGN. Claire Zolke, Hassan Ali in studio playing the worst with me tonight. 312-981-7200. We got some good stuff already lined up on text. 708 starts us off with the cold weather. Worse is when it's 2 degrees outside and visitors are leaving our house. My wife inevitably stands at the front door with the door half open and talks to them while they saunter down the driveway to their car. By the time she's done, the house is an icebox. Mine's the other way around. I have a problem where just the way that I'm figuring out, because it's such a mild winter last year that I feel like, and my house is kind of new. I've only been in this place for like 2 years.
It's been a mild winter?
Last year was a mild winter. Okay. Right? There was no snow or anything. Yeah. And I'm realizing this year that like I'm tracking in a ton of slop.
Right.
Yes.
There's a lot of slop everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, and then you're like, wow, I did that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, geez.
And the mat doesn't really capture much.
No. We have a backup mat. We have like the boot racks and then the mat and the backup mat.
The backup mat is like behind the mat, so it's like another mat.
Yeah, it's like the
so it's
the,
just a
it's just another
carpet.
Mat.
Yeah. You've just carpeted your apartment.
It's like the mud room. Yeah, the first mat is the mat and the second mat is the mud room. All and right, then you're in the house.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going here. 773 says, I annually do an art show in Bucktown. And I advertise on Facebook. My brother-in-law, who's very conservative, contacted me and asked if the fair had changed its name. I reviewed the ad and noticed I had a typo. Put an F instead of a B for the first letter of Bucktown. And I corrected it ASAP. That's hilarious.
I wish they kept it.
I want to go to that
wouldn't
art show.
You? Yeah.
Come to the art show this weekend in Blanktown. That's good. All right. 847 says, the worst is when your restaurant is closing in 5 minutes for a holiday party. And a group of customers walk in and still insist on being seated. So I got to my work holiday party with 15 minutes left.
Oh, man. We should have said no.
Boundaries.
Yeah. I'm not sure. So the work part, the restaurant was closing. The holiday party was somewhere else. That's what I'm guessing. It made it seem like can you not see all the employees? And they're like, John, you're going to take care of this. You have to cook it up. You're going to have to be the waiter, everything. We're all partying in this room.
Yeah.
773 says pretentious pour over coffee snobs, the worst.
Ooh.
You're making fun of our 9:30 segment where I have professed myself to. I'm gonna dive in head first on the pretentious pour over coffee snobs.
Get a Chemex and all that
stuff. I'm gonna try it out.
Mm-hmm.
I felt dumb the first time I had pour over coffee because I ordered it and I started to stand there and they're like, it takes like 15 minutes to make it. And I was like, okay, sorry.
Here's this Kinfolk magazine occupy yourself with.
I'm going to do it. And then if it goes well, I'm going to make my own bread. So I've got a lot going on.
Wow.
2018's got a
lot.
If
you need any saffron, please.
I'll be over. Yeah, there
please,
you go.
Please. I have plenty.
All right. 773 says, when the worst is when you bid on a red Power Ranger action figure on eBay and you win. But when you get it in the mail, it's a pink Ranger, which you already have, with a note that says, I'm sorry, my son broke the red one. Here's the pink one. I hope that's okay.
Not okay. But also, how much did that Power Ranger cost?
I don't know. That's probably, knowing from doing the swap meet with Greg Flam, I would say 30 cents, and he'll say, no, $150.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no concept of what's valuable anymore.
We used to live near like a toy, like a collectibles store, and we always told my son it was closed. Even, fortunately, he doesn't know how to read yet, because I just really didn't want to go into a store with a bunch of former boys, like, old stuff for sale. Like, I just didn't want to see your guys' old Star Wars toys. So, and then the store actually closed and went out of business, and I felt kind of bad, because we sent, a small store out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, you did.
I would rather the economy tank than we survive on someone's old action figures. I'm sorry.
Some of those Star Wars, man. Some of those 1977 Star Wars. Kenner. Is it Kenner, right, Pete? Kenner?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll do it. You got yourself a Lando Calrissian from 1977 in the package. You're talking hundreds.
If you want to make guys mad, I learned this from a friend of mine. Ask if Ewoks are just baby Chewbaccas.
Wow.
No, they're not.
Yeah, right.
They could. They should be. They might as well be.
773 says, I have long blonde hair and wear a black wool coat. I was riding the L and it was crowded. I stood arm overhead holding onto the leather loop. I noticed people were looking at me. When I got to work, I hung up my coat and noticed I had a giant hairball under the arm of my coat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
As a cat owner, I can relate to that.
Yeah, right?
Does your cat have long blonde hair, especially?
Oh,
like a long hair.
Like a Barbie.
Yeah. Like a Barbie, yes.
All right, let's go to Ed. Ed and Joliet. How you doing, Ed?
Hi, Justin. The worst is pulled tab cans, especially vegetable cans. I never know which artery I'm going to cut. When I brush it with my finger, I can't open it, and I don't know what kind of utensil to use. And by the time I get done, I usually have half the vegetables in my lap.
Oh.
So that is the worst. Whenever I approach one, I always have to think, now what trouble am I going to get in?
Hey, I'm with you, man. Thanks, Ed. That was great. Good job.
All right.
He's right.
Yeah.
That's very relatable.
Top
that,
yeah.
And I always end up having to put my hand inside the can for some reason or other.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I can save
myself. I know, and that's supposed to be a technology, right? Or an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The pull top is supposed to be an improvement on the no top, mm-hmm. right?
That's just asking for, like, Silicon Valley disruption.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah.
Maybe we can get Google Home.
Get on it.
To
yes.
open the cans for us.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Here we go. 708 says, the worst is when after my wife stole my windshield snow scraper, I had to use my plastic library card to remove last night's snow. I didn't have gloves and I ruined the card.
Divorce.
Wow.
Oh, man. All right. There you go. 312's got a good one. I'm sitting on a bench this past summer, eating my bag lunch from the break at the Blackstone. I don't know what that, the hotel. I'm talking to this hot chick. I'm not paraphrasing. This is what he says. And then I'm telling her I'm a big shot. And then there's a flutter in the air. We both look up, and I get hit in the nose with a glob of pigeon.
Okay. Well, you know, that could be your time to shine. Like, is that, how are you going to handle it? Are you going to be funny and, like, you know, self-effacing, or are you going to panic? So it's sort of, that's a trial by fire situation.
Yeah, I'd panic.
That's a great meet cute story.
he
should have embraced it. You got to embrace that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a double down moment. You're going to show how much charm you have in the face of such adversity.
Right. Literally.
Hanging off your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. What are you going to do? What did you do? You got to text back.
I need to hear some
follow-up.
Yeah,
I want to know what you did.
And what happened to the lady? Because if she bailed, then no matter how hot she wasn't worth it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the old adage, right?
Right. We all know.
We all know that
song and dance.
If a bird poops on your nose and she leaves, and she wasn't worth it at all.
Right.
But if she
But if she stays, then it was meant...
meant to be.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that... Yeah, right?
Not all adages have to rhyme.
They don't know.
312-981-7200. All right, let's keep going here. I got some more coming in. The worst is when it's 10 below zero outside and the gas pump asks you if you want a car wash. Really? There you go. Larry is a Facebook friend of mine who is obsessed with winning this pizza.
Mm.
Like, he has gone after this. And I keep telling him, I'm like, you're putting too much pressure on it. Because he hasn't won it yet. And every week he says, I'm going to win it. This is it. This is it. Right away he'll message in saying, I got one for tonight.
Okay.
I'm really after that Malnati's pizza. And here's what he's got. You ready?
Okay.
779. This is Larry. Larry says, the worst is when the bathroom scale is off by 10 pounds.
I guess so.
I don't know. Zim's shaking his head no. He doesn't know if that was a good enough one. I don't know. He might be right on that one.
I mean, what if it's up 10 pounds and like the bonus is that you were 10 pounds thinner than you thought you were?
You know what I have a problem with? I'm in the middle of kind of a diet, right? The problem I have is that the gym scale is the only scale I use.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're done working out at the gym, you go there, and that's like a good arbiter because that's the only thing you use. So you're losing weight by that thing.
Hmm.
But then I go to the doctor, you know, and they do the weigh-in.
Right.
And that is higher.
You know, you
like
can
by
request,
5 pounds.
You can request to not know. When I was pregnant with my second kid, I just refused to look and I said, don't tell me.
No,
women know this.
I was upset because I'm like, wait a second. You know, like you were just so excited about being at a certain number and then this thing was five. And then, you know,
well, the doctor's one is wrong. The gym one is right and the doctor is wrong.
That's what
I
try to tell them. That's why I spent the entire appointment telling them.
Yeah.
They're like, get off of it. And I'm like, no, I need to tell you.
My true weight is first thing in the morning after I've gone to the bathroom and I'm just, you know, as I came on this planet.
Yeah.
And that's the one true weight. And anything else is a total, you know, like been factored by all kinds of other
stuff.
That's
true weight.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we all have true weight. All right, 312-981-7200, a phone number. We're playing The Worst tonight, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Hassan Ali, Claire Zulke in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update from Rob on the news. We'll come back for the second half of The Worst. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. The worst come, my peoples come first.
When worst come, the worst come, my peoples. Shell Crow to rub some dirt on it. On the vertigo. Oh, that's the worst, man. Let's hope that that's... I hate to say I hope that's inaccurate, because that's not. He's right. I mean, Rob's right. There's Mark Lazarus is not wrong. He's going to be on our program. That's a bummer. Hopefully, find out more about that situation, Corey Crawford. We're playing The Worst tonight, 312-981-7200, apropos. Hassan Ali, Claire Zulke in studio. They're both going to be part of Funny Haha, the stage reading. Literary readings.
Yeah, it's Chicago's favorite literary humor reading series. And people read, they tell stories.
Is that a quote, or did you come up with that yourself? Is that a quote someone said?
You've only been saying
it. New York Times.
Yeah, the New York Times.
There you go.
Nobody has stepped to us and challenged us so far.
I always liked it when we would do Schadenfreude, we would say Chicago's favorite above ground comedy group. Kind of play off the underground.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, I always say it's for if you want something funny, but you don't want to play a drink minimum at Zany's. Yeah. You don't want to stay up late for a Second City show. You want to, you know, hear something, some funny stuff from people who don't always get behind the mic.
Yeah, it's great. It's one of the best shows in Chicago. It's at the
really,
Hideout.
It's a bargain.
Next Friday the 26th. Mm-hmm. Starts early, right?
6:30.
6:30.
And then ends at 8:00. So we can get out, go home, relieve your parents who are babysitters who might be standing by the door.
You're really selling it.
Yeah,
you're really selling it as a night out.
That's
actually
me.
It's a big sale. It's a big
sale.
It is
a selling point.
Hassan Ali will be part of that as well. He is the editor at Slackjaw, the humor publication on Medium, as well as working for Onion Labs. Both in studio tonight, we're playing The Worst. So let's keep it going. Let's go to Brian. Brian, what's the worst, bud?
The worst is actually being pulled over by an officer when you only had one drink.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That is worst to worst. I don't know how to respond to that one, but yeah. Because technically, you shouldn't have any drinks, right. But you're, I guess you're under the legal limits, so technically you're okay.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. And I guess it would be not the worst if you're pulled over with four drinks. I guess there's a lot to
there's
go in
nuance
there.
In that
there's
one.
Nuance, yeah.
Yeah.
Granted, granted.
Exactly. Thanks, Brian. Oh, that's a good one. All right. Now, let's keep going here. 312-981-7200. 84817 says, Louis Anderson, the worst. I do not agree.
Hmm.
I'm a big Louis Anderson fan. Baskets.
Yeah,
the
I would
Baskets,
agree.
They must
yeah.
have just watched Baskets. I think it's coming back. It's one of my favorite shows.
I still have fond memories of the...
What if it's not the celebrity Louis Anderson? It's just like a personal friend of
yeah.
theirs.
Absolutely could be.
Yeah.
Use our text.
Yeah.
There's a lot of context.
Yeah.
Right. Tone. All right. Let's see here. When you lock your keys, this is 815. When you lock your keys in your vehicle, all right, not a good start to the story. It's running, wind chills below zero. The police tell you to call a tow company. You find a number for one that is open. It says text. And they finally text you back 40 minutes after you call, which is about 10 minutes after you broke out a window.
Oh.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm. 613 says chopped eggshell salad. Those darn little pieces of eggshell that I can never get off, so I just leave them on. It's like egg stubble.
No.
Egg stubble.
I've never heard that. That's good.
Just
egg
buy
stubble.
Your egg salad.
That is good. All right, we keep going. Oh, that sucks about the window.
Yeah.
Break the window.
Yeah.
Do you put a cloth around it?
No, and then you're that car with the garbage bag.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Someone's got to be that car.
Deborah has a very specific one that I don't think many of us have experienced in our life. The worst is when you're on a packed red line train, sitting in the window seat, and someone with a trachea tube that has a big glob of mucus in it sits down next to you. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, that is a person who maybe deserves their own extra seat. They could have.
Yeah,
that's
what the big part of the car in the front is for,
right?
You know, the luxury area,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, you get your own. That's where the trachea tube crowd, right?
Yeah,
in the front,
stand up for senior citizens expectant in the gross trachea tube.
In the trachea tube. 773 says, my dad was a second car in a parade for a political candidate. It was at the intersection of Lincoln, Damon, and Irving Park. The candidate was in the first car with a megaphone going down Lincoln Avenue. My dad took the fork in the intersection and ended up on Damon with the entire parade following him.
Oh, man.
Ah, that's great.
That is awesome.
That's a contender. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
If it's true. I feel like that's right out of, like, Animal House.
Yeah.
You know, the microfiche archive.
Right. Right. And this day, we're not going to know what happened in the parade.
Is that in the Chicago Daily News?
Yeah. It's got to be somewhere.
The worst is when pets and children come into your bed during the night and you end up sleeping like a pretzel. What's even worse is when you don't realize they've left and you remain in that position longer than you needed to.
Oh.
That's a good one. That's very
like
good.
Having a ghost limb, basically.
Yeah. 773 says, people who put their windshield wipers up at night because of the snow, why don't you go ahead and eat your pizza with a knife and fork too, nerd? Wow. I didn't know that was the nerd category.
It is a little extra. Like, who do you think you're trying to beat?
What's the reason for doing that? Is it to, like, so they don't freeze?
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm
I guess
sure
when you're using
I'm
your
sure.
wife's when you're using your library card to scrape the snow
yeah.
off, it's
yeah,
a little
right.
bit easier.
Us millennials, we don't understand.
No.
I don't understand. I don't understand the windshield wiper bit. I just have my computer. I have an app on a phone.
Yeah.
It? Yeah. Someone's going to...
It's my Uber driver's problem.
It's not yours, right.
Yeah.
All right. 708 says, listening to someone try and scrape the last little bit of liquid or food out of the cereal bowl is bad, but listening to one of your coworkers watch a YouTube video of someone scrape everything out of the cereal bowl is the worst. What?
Wow.
That's a thing? Everything's a thing these days. Everything's a thing.
Yeah. I'm curious.
That's a thing. You can go on YouTube and just watch people do that?
Yeah, like, have you heard of ASMR?
No.
It's like, yes, Claire knows what I'm talking about. It's, you should check it. As someone who has like a very sensitive microphone in front of you, I think you would really appreciate it, because it's like a sub-community of people who get like audio tingles from performers who like talk into a mic very softly and very delicately.
Come on.
Yeah, seriously, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, and they also do like little, well, like have like brushes and like brush things against the mic.
And it's a YouTube thing?
It's yeah, it's like everything. A cultural thing, yeah. But it's rampant, like subculture on YouTube.
Yeah.
Is it... Does it turn them on?
It gives them like tingles.
Tingles,
like, you know, like, you know how when you get like a dead, when you're like you lose the blood flow to your foot, and it kind of feels good weirdly when you put it down.
Yeah,
like, it's like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We should do the best on April Fool's Day. Can we do the best?
Yeah,
and it would be this ASRM.
ASMR.
MR.
Okay. Yeah.
630 says the worst is when you have a shower that's so small that you actually have to open the door in order to bend down and pick up the soap.
Oh, man.
If you're staying in a hotel in Europe without actually getting the European... It's like staying in a hotel in Europe without getting the European vacation. Or so I've been told. Never been to Europe. That's great. All right. Having fun. Patty, what's the worst?
I think this is the worst for me, and scary, and costly. Oh. Remember that, I think it was December 5th, that humongous windstorm?
Yeah.
And I'm the last person out of a mall after 11 o'clock, so I'm the last person of this very, very dark, huge parking lot. And I just made it to my car, and the wind, and I'm alone, and the wind blew my glasses off.
Oh,
so now
gosh.
I'm half blind, I don't have any glasses, and I'm calling the police, trying to help me, and the security guard after the third call comes out. He says, well, I think I can find your glasses. And about 40 minutes later, he never found them, so I'm half blind. I had to have my car towed. Next day, I had to get new glasses. And then they go to the lab, and when they made them, yeah. So it was very scary and very costly.
Yeah, it was the worst. You're in a specific category.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. The wind blowing off your glasses and then having to get your car towed.
Yeah.
My car towed and new glasses next day.
And new glasses.
Yeah. And new glasses are not small thing.
Oh, no, that was about $300 later. That was my
Warby Parker. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Patty. That is the worst. Thank you for that. That was a good one, right?
Yes. Can I give you one from this morning?
Yeah.
So I'm a good sleeper, and my husband is not. And the worst is when you have a good night's sleep, and then the person you're sleeping with starts complaining about how they had a bad night's sleep. And it feels like, first of all, you can't enjoy your own good night's sleep, and then you have to start sympathizing with them and also like brainstorming on how they can have a better night's sleep. And it just takes all the wind out of your sails.
Wind out of the sails. 949. We didn't read this one, did we? The worst is when you spend 4 hours on your weekend of your weekend to meal prep like a grown up. Then you forget your lunch at home, and when you get home, your roommate tells you he ate it. Oh, that's a winner.
All that brown
rice.
That's
so good.
Oh, think about all that. I'm a dog, I'm finally an adult, shopping onions and putting things together, and the roommate's like, oh, yeah, I ate it.
I thought that was for me.
Oh, what kind of roommate?
You know what's the inverse of that? I feel like this is kind of a women be kind of thing, but like, when you make dinner and you have leftovers and you give them to your spouse to take them to work for lunch, and he not only forgets them, he seems like he didn't really forget them.
You
he kind of purposely, yeah.
You take it personal?
Yeah. Because we would have been completist, you know, and you had a nice lunch of homemade food and you decided to go to Burger Baron instead. It's just not right. And, you know, if he actually forgot, but it's usually like a, oh, yeah, well, we were all going out. Anyway.
You know what's the worst for me is I'm big into the meals and bringing meals from home, especially here at night. And the worst is that what I'm not good at is cleaning the Tupperware.
Oh, yeah.
I'm terrible at it.
At work, there's no getting a good clean
There's not even running water down here.
Yeah.
And so you just stacks up.
Yeah.
And if I bring or I'll bring it home, I'll feel like I'm being responsible. I bring it home, and then because I'm not that responsible, I'll either leave it like where I walked in the door instead of bring it to the kitchen and cleaning it, or I'll bring it to the kitchen and then just leave it in the sink.
Yeah.
The next morning you wake up and you're like, what is this crusty thing? And I'm like, oh, I brought it home. What do you want? That's
talk about
new.
Things that always smell like the thing that was last in them, too. Yeah, like, right? Once you make chili in that Tupperware, it's going to be red forever.
847 says the worst is misplacing your glasses in the morning and frantically looking for them for 20 minutes only to realize they're on your head.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, just because it's 10:48, I'll read this one. I don't usually like the raunchy stuff, but we're late. 312 says, the worst is hearing your parents have sex.
That's...
You know what?
That is bad.
I say, be glad that your parents still love
each right.
other.
That is true.
Yeah, that's that could be a positive.
That is true. Such a very specific thing there. Thanks for playing. 312-981-7200. We got Claire Zolke, Hassan Ali in studio. Two of the readers who will be on stage at Funny Haha next Friday. We'll take a quick break, our last one of the night, and then we'll come back and we'll have some room for some more. There's people on the line and some texts. We've got our, right now, we'll huddle up and see what we got for our favorites, but there's always a chance for someone to come in and steal. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. Playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200. We got our favorites, but there are a lot of people who want to steal. There are a lot of people on the line. There's also a ton of text, so let's get right to it. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what's the worst, Joe?
Justin, I'm going to tell you what the worst is. You get done shoveling all that heavy, slushy snow at the end of the driveway. You go inside. You're all warm and toasty, feeling smug. You're done for the night. 20 minutes later, you look out the window. And the big yellow plow just pushed a whole bunch all back in front of your driveway.
That sucks.
I don't know how technology has not fixed that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that we should get Silicon Valley on.
Yeah.
Like, figure out how to fix that problem that happens to everybody every winter.
First, they got the, you know, pop open can thing that we were talking about.
Right. Let's go ahead. Let's go out to... San Jose or somewhere, not Silicon Valley. We're not ready for that.
No.
But somewhere near there.
Yeah, suburb.
Suburb there. And then we'll pitch these ideas.
Yeah.
We'll pitch all of them. All right, let's keep going. Karen, what's the worst, Karen?
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Today, I was parked on the side of the road. I went to get off and get back on the road, and I slid and went front into a ditch.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, then... My grandson went to get something out of the trunk of the car, and the key broke off in the trunk, and we only have one key.
That's the worst.
That's
the worst. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Now I got to have it towed. It's still out there. I have to have it towed tomorrow to the dealership. That's going to cost me a tow plus $80 to $100 to get a key.
I'm sorry, that's terrible.
Broken
Karen.
Keys are
Thank you,
the worst.
Karen. That's the worst, and I get it in the actual ranking of this game.
Yeah,
that is number one.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it's going to win, but it's
up there.
It's the worst, Karen. We feel for you. Mm-hmm. 224 says the worst is when you finally get to sleep late. And your husband accidentally rolls over in his sleep and bops you in the head with his hand at 4 a.m.
Mm.
And now you're wide awake. There you go.
That is the worst, especially 4 a.m. as you're your sleep late.
Two separate beds, that's all I'm saying.
Mm. No, it's
you've been saying that all night.
I've been saying that.
All night. Yeah. Even we weren't even talking
proponent.
About it.
Big proponent.
Mary's got a great one. The worst is listening to the worst when somebody makes fun of the two things I do. One, pointing my windshield wipers to the sky, and two, eating everything with utensils instead of my hands.
Oh. Well... Yeah. Well, you know what? Gotta take some stock. Look at yourself.
224 says I vote for Karen. It's not a vote, but you're right. Yeah, Karen, that's a bad situation. Karen might actually. We might figure something out. The worst is when you call a customer service call center like eBay and you have to give them all your personal information. When you ask for their name, they only give you their first name, John.
Mm.
Then I call back to follow up, and they're like, "We've got a ton of Johns." The worst 630 says at a young age buying a Mustang V8 before finding out that my insurance would cost.
Oh,
Jerry. Yeah, Jerry's. That's no good. No. You gotta check that stuff out first, right? All right, let's see here. We'll keep going. Frozen wiper braids. All right, yeah, we got that. All right,
everyone's got opinions.
We got the truthers. Wiper blade truthers.
309 makes fun of something I said 4 hours ago. The worst is Starbucks baristas who won't like to make fancy drinks. I was that barista.
Oh.
And I won't go into a Starbucks or any other place now where if it's anything more than just a drip coffee, I can't put that on my brethren. I can't.
Wow.
So it's like a Frappuccino, no way. No way. Yeah. Even if I look at it, I'm like, oh, that looks good. I'd be like, nah, I remember making that.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Even if it's at like a fancy intelligentsia place where they could draw your face on the top and foam.
I won't do it. Okay. It's 847. The worst is dropping somebody else's baby.
Wow. That's
good. There really isn't. Yeah,
that's true. There is like a certain luxury that comes with like dropping your own baby where you're like, well, at least it's my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone else's.
Someone else's. Oh, that is the worst.
That's
a good last minute one.
6-3-0 is the worst when someone pulls the clear plastic cap on the bottle of hot sauce and you pour a half ounce.
Yeah.
It's your chili or soup.
Yeah.
815 says the worst is the day after your divorce is final, finding out that your ex just won millions in the lotto.
Wow.
Can't be real.
That's one from Ironic, Alanis Morissette.
Mm, yeah.
That is one of mine.
From the cutting room floor.
847 says the worst is going to court and locking yourself out of your car without any of your documents and having the court officers having to unlock it.
No.
All right. There's a lot more here, but that's going to stop us right now. Thank you very much for playing, you guys. This is amazing. Hasan Ali and Claire Zolke. You can see them both at Funny Ha next Friday night for the best Chicago's best premiere.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
We have more things to say that are the worst if you come see us in person.
We'll literary reading series, humor series at the Hideout, 1354 Wabanzia, 6:30. Get done by 8.
It's going to be awesome. You need to laugh, Chicago, and you need to come to the Hideout if you haven't been there yet. And the proceeds benefits at Stay Read, which benefits at-risk kids in Chicago. Practice reading by reading aloud to dogs. It's legit, even though it sounds like I just made it up. So, good cause.
All right, I got 3 pizzas to give away, and I got desktop indoor weather stations as well. Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. And the desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. All right, why don't we start with the desktop indoor weather station. Let's give it to 773, who says, my dad was the second car in a parade for a political candidate. It was an intersection, Lincoln, Damon, and Irving Park. The candidate was in the first car with a megaphone going down Lincoln. My dad took a fork in the intersection, ended up on Damon with the entire parade following him. I hope that's real.
Yeah.
Well, it's real enough to get...
I believe it.
The weather station. We'll give him the weather station on that one. Let's do for the pizza, we'll do 773, people who put their windshield wipers up at night because of the snow. Why don't you go ahead and eat your pizza with a knife and fork, nerd? Yeah.
Controversial one.
Controversial?
Yeah.
And then we'll also give the pizza 949. The worst is when you spend 4 hours on your weekend to meal prep like a grown-up. Then you forget your lunch at home, and when you get home, your roommate tells you he ate it.
Now you got some pizza.
Yep. Now you got
Don't let your roommate eat it.
Right.
That's right. And you know what? If it's possible, Pete, the last pizza there, why don't we give it to Karen?
Yes.
You know what? I feel bad.
Yeah.
The key breaking off, and Pete doesn't agree. He doesn't like it. But you know what? Karen will get the pizza. Thanks, you guys, for playing. It was great.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.